No, no four man. I cannot do four work together. But they call somebody four man. Can he do four work together? Pastor cannot preach, usher, do all this and that. We thank God. God, more, we join you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, special greeting from the General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God. I supposed to be here before, but I'm under authority of your pastor. The pastor say he want me to be here at 9:30. And I obey him. I was here at 9:25. I supposed to be with you during Sunday school. How many of you attend Sunday school? Stand up. That was the assignment they were given to me by Gio. God bless you. No, I see you don't have it here. You have a lot of things outside. The one you wrote all around. Your Sunday school is not complete without attending. Pastor, say it with your mouth.
Your Sunday service is not complete without Sunday school. Without attending Sunday school service. Did I say Sunday school? Sunday school, yes.
Please, God bless you. Please, make sure. No, Sunday is the day of the Lord. Please make sure, my Lord, sit down. Lord will help you. You wake up early on Sunday. Many of you wake up 4 a.m., 5 a.m. every day because because of hold up on the road. Please make sure. We are in a year of landmark. All those things, that's what Lord will gather together. Then your miracle will now drop upon you.
Shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's part of the assignment given unto me. Now, our doctoral teaching based on how to make it to heaven. Thank God for today's Sunday school. If you look all around, all what is happening throughout the whole world, it's awareness. You will know that Jesus Christ is coming very soon. Now, with what you told us, last Monday, hour of fixing hour at the redemption camp is divine encounter before, but you change it to hour of fixing. You late 5 minutes. As soon as he entered the altar, he apologized to the whole world. But not intentional. There is something hooked him down in his office. And he promised that it won't happen again. Can you imagine the leader, the general overseer? Just to back up, I cannot be here this coming Sunday. Otherwise, I will be here to come and watch and see. But Lord is here. The power of God is here. His presence is here. Don't let, please. Please. God bless you. I can't hear your amen.
Amen.
Now, to make it to heaven, very simple. It's like a child. When a child is born, they will first of all feed the child with water, then maybe breast or milk or this and that, gradually by gradually. For us to make it to heaven, number one, we must believe that in the Holy Bible, which is the Word of God, and we believe that all the scripture, both Old and New Testament, are written by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, according to the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. Please, you give us quickly. 2 Timothy 3, 16 to 17, declare it to us. The Holy Bible. Hear what he says. He says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness. I believe you swallow that one. That the man of God may be complete, truly equipped for every good work. This is the word of God. When we are talking about the word of God, the word of God, this is the word of God. Don't play with it at all. The word of God. The word is a lamp. Psalm 119, verse 105. Psalm 119, verse 105. He said, the word of God is a lamp. It's a lamp. It's a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. The word of God is so powerful. Anytime when you are coming to church, please make sure you hold your Bible. Make sure you hold your notebook and your Bible. If you don't have Bible, tell the pastor he will buy for you. But buy your own Bible. But I promise you, if you need Bible, the Bible will give you. If Jota, you need it, just tell him. The word of God. I'm not here to preach, but just to what pastor have been telling you and what you sent me, that's what I'm telling you. To make it to heaven, that is all what you need. There is power in the word of God. This word in my hand. Raise your Bible up. Let me see. Raise your Holy Bible up. You understand me now. Put it down. Put it down. When the time when you are coming to church, but this is Holy Bible. I hope you get my point.
We get it.
I hope the answer word is enough for the
why.
Damn your hands together. Remember I told you how to make it to heaven. You need it. You need it. You need the word of God. I remember in 1979, we have a crusade in Ilaro. On Friday, we normally go there, Bible study. Sorry, 1973, Bible study leader. And the when we reach Ilaro, we will not be able to go on weekend. By then, I was using Volkswagen. And they said, no, we cannot do anything because the old people, they don't do their own festival. Nobody should move out. They don't want to hear any noise from everywhere. I said, we are here. We are five in number. In my, I said, we want to pray. Then we have evangelism on Saturday. They said, no, we cannot. We are already gathered together. We are praying in the night. And the old people, they are knocking our door. They are already out. But we are doing our own. They are knocking. They are making their own. This is thread with some rod. We are just praying. We are shouting inside. Suddenly, one cat just dropped from the roofing down. I said, this one, you can't go. We surround him. We kill that cat. As soon as we kill that cat, just after a few minutes, they were knocking. Please come and help us. Come and help us. Then, you know, all those say, no, burglary food, nothing. We say, what's up? He said, somebody among them, if he fall down, come and help us to he fell down, come and help us to pray for him. I said, what's happened? He said they are using their power jam. Somebody using him to beat the fellow. And his tongue come out. The tongue cannot enter back again. I said, miracle happened this evening. We open. They brought him inside. I said, this Jesus Christ of Nazareth, he can heal, He can do all what you need. All of you, just surrender your life to Jesus Christ. You will see miracle today. I carry my Bible. I say, in the name of Jesus Christ, I command you, tongue, move inside. The tongue just move inside like a snake. The church there now is Prophet's headquarters. You have something very, very important. You don't know the value of what you have. I was reading Believer's Authority in years back. You know, when they are going to a war, they just carry Bible straight. They always win. Please don't play with this Bible. Don't play it. It's war of warfare. You remember what Pastor told us when he was telling us prayer meeting for our villages, all this and that. Many of you, you don't know your village. I'm a village boy. I pray for my village. I pray for the baile there. I pray for the leader there. If I establish my church there in that village. Praise the Lord. We believe that the Bible reveals the will of God, total will of God for all of us together to make it to heaven. And we believe that whatever God writes in the Bible are to remain unchangeable. You don't change it though. The word of God is pure. Proverbs chapter 30 verse 5 say every word of God is pure. It's a shield for those who put their trust in him. Let your trust be in the word of God. We are in a season of end time. The word of God. Don't play with it at all. The word of God. The word of God will be from generation to generation. Even though Jesus Christ is coming very soon. Then also we believe about God. We believe that it's revealed unto us in the book of Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. We believe that there is only one God who is the creator of both visible and invisible creation. We believe in it. Genesis chapter 1 verse 1. Even New Testament declare it to us in John. Let's see that one, John. John chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. John 1, 1 to 3. The Bible say in the beginning there is word. In the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. We believe that God cannot lie at all. Psalm 145 verse 17. God cannot lie. God has several attributes to in his own way. The Lord is righteous in all his way, gracious in all his work. Also, we believe that all power belongs to the Almighty God. According to the book of Matthew 28 verse 18. Matthew 28 verse 18. Because Jesus declared it. And Jesus came and spoke to them saying, all the authority have been given to me in heaven and on earth. Psalm 62 verse 11 says, God has spoken once. Twice that I heard that power belongs to the Almighty God. If you believe power belongs to the Almighty God, let me hear you say power. In this year of Lord Mark, that power will work for you. That power will open way for you. That power will settle you. Shout hallelujah. We believe that in God, every creation receives life. According to the book of John 5:26. Therefore, my dear brother and sister, the word of God, don't play with the that is the word of God. As far as the Father has life in himself, so he has granted the Son to have life in himself. Then about Jesus Christ now, about Jesus Christ. We believe that he is the Son of God who took away our sin, and he is the Savior of mankind. Jesus Christ is the foundation of our life. Acts chapter 42. Acts chapter 4 verse 12, please. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. That is about Jesus Christ. Nor is there salvation in any other. For there is no other name under heaven given among men by which we must be saved. Only through him. Why? Because Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6 declare it. We are give us that Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. Many of you don't know the surname of Jesus Christ. That surname of Jesus Christ is in Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. How many of you have surname? Tell me your surname. Matthew. Reverend. We are read it for me. For, yes, unto his son is given, and the government will be upon his shoulder, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Do you know his name? This surname of your Christ is Wonderful. That Wonderful will work for you. In this year of Lamb, that name Wonderful, the surname of your Christ, it will work for you. His pregnancy is wonderful. His birth is wonderful. His performed miracle, wonderful upon wonderful, wonderful. I remember years back when Gio sent me to South Africa. There is a battle there. You know them when they don't want to see people from Africa, Nigeria, another African country. I said, Daddy, there is a riot. They don't like. Gio say, I'm the one who sent you. Go. I told my wife said, you know why woman says so? I said, Lord, this is in control. Then 3 days of the time, I called the pastor there by late, Papa Lola is now late memory. He said, come, we are expecting you. I said, Gio, pastor, I said, go, am I not the one who paid the money? Early morning on that day, I called the pastor there, have you sent for me? He said, yes. I said, this is my flight, so I will land. So as soon as I land, I said, people, the protocol people, I saw my name, I'm still looking all around. I said, who are you looking for? I said, they said they are looking for Pastor Ladi. I said, here am I. I carry my bag. I said, Lord, I surrender all. First day, second day, 3 days, it's for a deliverance program. Then when we finish 3 days, then the pastor said, we are going to another place. I said, okay. Then on our way, we are about 2 hours. Then somebody, one motor was flat. They say, if you catch somebody from Nigeria, why not that? Please come back. Oh. They are beating them, they are killing them. I say, go. We see them, the road is blocked. The driver, wait. He say, I'm an indigenous, they can't do me nothing. I say, move. He say, I pity you. And suddenly somebody just rushed from me. I just come out. Straight. When I meet all those soldiers there, I said, yeah. He said, whom are you looking for? I said, we want to pass. He said, who are you? I said, I'm a commander. He said, in which unit? I said, in the army of the Lord. He was confused. He tell them, he said, open, open. I just went to them. We move straight. My dear brother and sister, hold on unto Jesus Christ. Our Lord answer prayer. If failure not, he changeth not. He is the Almighty God. Shout hallelujah. Now I want to give you bones now. The one I just give you now is just milk and meat. Bones now. When we are talking about Jesus Christ, is the only way to the kingdom of God. But to enter this way we are talking about, there's one key attached to it. Master key. Matthew 6:33. Give me that key. He said, but see first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. In life, whatever you want in life, the key to it, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Whatever you want to achieve in life, you need nothing. Just seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Other things will be added unto it. Because he promised us that he will, Philippians 4:19 says, he will supply all our need according to his riches in glory. You want to make it to heaven. All what you need, but Lord, I submit, I surrender all. Let him be the controller of your life, your movement, your activities. I want to assure you, river will come out from your desert in all land. Call it that word. Matthew 6:33. Don't play with it at all. Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness. What is the righteousness of God? All things. Total obedience. Living a perfect life. Living a holy life. All that things will be added unto it. When we are talking about salvation, no doubt about it. Jesus Christ is the foundation of our life. According to the book of Acts chapter 4 verse 12. Acts chapter 4 verse 12. He is the only name that brings salvation. No other name. There is no any other name. Are you listening to Pastor? Am I too fast? Are you with me? With me? Jesus is the only one. There's no any other name given to anyone by which we must be saved. Finally, then 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10 to 11, declare it, brother Paul say it. 1 Corinthians 3, 10 to 11. I'm not preaching to you. I'm telling you what the GO asked me to tell you so that we will make it to heaven. According to the grace of God which was given to me, that is brother Paul is saying this now. As a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation. And another build on it, but let each one take heed how he build on it. Verse 11. Foundation. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. The foundation has been laid. It is your turn, it is my turn. The foundation has been laid, then we are the one building on it, telling others about Jesus Christ. We need to tell others. Only Jesus can save. We need to tell them. I remember when I give my life to Jesus. In 1967, you know, when I came to Lagos for my village, I'm an Anglican member. You see, I enter Anglican Church, Great Street, Shomolu. As I was there, I was there early. Then later they asked me to move forward because I have my short knicker, white short knicker, Kampala. They moved me. They said, no, you can't go and stay at the back. And shame just gripped me. And I want to serve God. Then suddenly, for good 2 weeks, I refused to go to church. I just saw people with white shirt and black trouser and black skirt down. They carry church. They will open it like this. I saw a map of heart of man, there is snake there. There is tortoise there. There is many things. Then they begin to explain. I just called them. From where? From which? Where is your church? They said this thing. I said, where? They told me it's 29 Market Street, Shomolu. Because I saw all those things inside. They say it's all these things are inside the heart of man. Ah! It gripped me. I was shaking like this. Say, all these things in my heart. And I know that I have much courage in my village. Because I was born twins. And I was told that my second died with immediate effect. My mommy said, I'm just like a lizard. Before that, they can bath for me. After 40 days, when they cook beans, and they distribute beans to the villagers. Mommy said, if you just wrap me, I'm just like a lizard. And they consult the herbalist. The herbalist said they should prepare masquerade on my behalf. When I grew up, I began to carry that masquerade once in a year. Those who came from Abeokuta, they will know Toko in masquerade. Oh, thank God for Jesus. Are you with me? I'm talking about how to make it to heaven. That when I entered that church, Shomolu, that first day, I just sit down. After Sunday school, I don't know. I just saw everybody move to the altar. They don't make altar call, but after preaching, they just go to the altar. You will pray. They are praying. I was looking, nobody move out. Say they will not. Then suddenly when I begin to see people moving out one by one, me too, I now move out. I don't know. Already people are outside. As I move out, Pastor, come. Yeah, come. I know you already know. No. Let me call my son. Because his brother, we are together in Shomolu, or they didn't know family. Then when, as I move out, just like they just say, hello, how are you? I say, I don't know you. He said, we already know you. I leave me. He said, you are my friend. Another one again in my side. Where do you live now? I said, I'm living in Abiodun Street, number 38, Abiodun Street. They follow me straight to my house that day. After 2 hours, they are here. They come again. They say they are shifting service, so they are ready. I say today. Then on Tuesday, by then, no phone like this. They are already waiting for me before I came back from work. That's how I blend with them. Then when I joined Sunday school, within a month, the Sunday school teacher called me and said, I should pray. I just pray, jaga, jaga. And now I said, I'm not coming here again. I carried my Bible, my pencil, and just, I said, how you people used to pray? Just tell me, I will memorize it. He said, no, me. Don't call me again, or I will not come again. Then he was telling me about salvation. I was here 2 years ago, April. I can assure you, I will not be here again before I retire. I'm supposed to retire. October this year I will be 75. I'm supposed to retire at the age of 70. But you say, who told you that you will retire? He said, if you retire, I will put you in the emeritus. Are you with me? We have been in this journey since 1967. There's a race to run. There's a battle to fight. You must win. Check your life. Check your spiritual life. Say bye-bye to anger. We are serving a living God. Silence is the best answer to the fool because of heaven. There are many things. You are a dolphin. If I slap you now, you say, don't try it again. No. If I try it again, you say, ah. I will retaliate. We are a candidate of heaven. Then another thing, because of our time, restitution. What did I say? Restitution is very, very important. It's a command from God Almighty. Restitution leads one towards total freedom. So that one will receive God's blessing. If there's any area where you need restitution, you must do it. It's between you and God. There are some, because of our time, I don't want to say much. Exodus 22, verse 3, Leviticus 6, verse 1 to 7. A lot of things attached to restitution. There are some restitution that you cannot do it openly. There are some that you can do openly. There are some restitution that is between you and God. There are some restitution that you will tell your pastor. When we are very young, we have done a lot of it. God spare our life. In this Somolu, you know, many of you know Abule Jesa. Just at the back of Morocco, this and that, there is somebody, I'm a youth pastor, I'm a youth leader. He called me and said, before I give my life, I have a affairs with somebody. It's a married woman. I said, let's go and meet the husband in Abule Jesha. You know, by then, in those days, we don't drink bongo tea. You drink bongo tea or kettle tea. You are already backslide. We will tell you that you're ready. Because fire is coming out from our eyes like this. Thank God for our pastor. Pastor Gedebe, he said, and I said, let's go and meet pastor to pray for us before we go. Pastor now pray. He said, don't try it. They will cut your head. You. But there are some situations that pastor have done this, so pray along with me. Then your heart will be free. Are you listening to me? When we are talking of restitution, do it so that you will receive God's blessing. For example, maybe Saturday, you have practice. The head of your department, the HOD in charge of choir, say, we have practice, so somebody is not coming. But on Sunday, you now come, you want to sing. The pastor says, what happened? You are not around. Yesterday during first, you say there's a lot of hold up. You are already in your house. It says Semovita. Instead to say, I'm sorry. There are several series of restitution. I'm just using that to accept. I'm not saying you late practice. So. You see? In years back, I collect money from the bank. I collect money from the bank. And they, when I count the money by them, not to say the one they will bam bam, then I see that they had another 7,000. I have to go there. I see the money you give me is over. We are take. You know, where you need a station, do it. Jesus Christ is coming back. Me personally, when I came to Lagos in 1966, I'm a village boy from my, this is my father's house, his brother like this. I saw two copper there, I pick it. If I see more than that, I will pick it. After I've given my life to Jesus Christ, after 10 years, I'm already joining choir. Then our pastor is now doing Bible study. He put red like this, white red here. Then up, he put ribbon up. He said, this white red, the one that the tailor used to, you say that is narrow way to heaven. He said, the one with that ribbon is broad way to hell. That Lord now remind me that I took two cover. I said, Lord, don't come. We normally travel during December. Don't come before December. And when I travel in December, I just go and meet my daddy's junior brother. I say, please, when we travel to Lagos in 1966, so I pick two cover from your window. I say, take 2 shillings. He said, no, I was crying. He refused. But because I was crying, he now collect it. He now pray for me. Then I have free of mind to make it to heaven. How to make it to heaven is not easy. It's not an easy road to heaven. My time is up. 11:25. My dear brother and sister, condition for resurrection. Resurrection should be done with confusion and after one is converted. You can ask, seek your senior pastor advice for directive. You must seek God's face in prayer to help you. Abimelech, you know it, Abimelech make a restriction in Genesis chapter 20, verse 14. Zacchaeus received Christ and restored his way in Luke chapter 19, verse 8 downward because of our time. Then church discipline. Here you don't, no more discipline in the church. Church discipline is the corrective and loving training that lead to maturity and responsibility on the part of those who experience it. We discipline ourselves in those days. We discipline ourselves. If you let workers meeting, those who let workers meeting, on those days, we don't, Tuesday, Thursday, Wednesday, we are there. But those who late, the pastor will say, all those of you who late, you are the one that will wash toilet. You clean the clear everywhere after service. And we took it with joy. With what? With joy. I remember, oh my Lord. We open everything. I remember when Nigeria and Ghana want to play football, second All African game in stadium. I told my choir master, I say I'm not coming or I will late. I say I want to watch that ball. I like football too much. He say, Clement, you are the one that will lead prayer during practice. I beg him. He refused. From I'm living in Abiodun, why he was living in the car of the Onipan. 2 days of the time, I have to go and meet his wife. Help me to bed of God now. He said he will not agree with me. Are you with me?
Yes,
well, I obey him. As I was, you know, in those days, I think they normally start 4:30 or 3:30 football in Surulere here. As I'm the one leading you, as soon as I hear go, I jump out from the church. Yeah. I jump out. I say, who's called? They say, Nigeria. I come back. He said, I should raise my arm. Finally, Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12. Please give me Proverbs 3, 12. Why did God disley you up? It is a sign of love. If you have your child, a good child, if you do a mistake, correct him. Don't do this thing again. Because you love him, if he's still doing it, you need to cane him. My first son, at the age of 6, he did something, I know my first son, I don't beat him, but he offended me, I've been warning him. Then when I beat him, that's after 6 years, at the age of 6, I beat him, he collapsed like this. When he woke up, he said, Daddy beat me today. Brother and sister, we are a marketer in this world. Finally, we are going to give account of our stewardship. Jesus Christ is coming. He's coming very soon. Very soon. Because of our time, I want you to stand up. Remember, several people, they are in their house sleeping, but you are here. Not because of any other thing, because you know that a day is coming, you will say bye-bye into this world. Look at me. Oh. I say, look at me. Where they will bury this body, I'm already preparing it in my house. Sometimes I will carry student mattress. I will lie down there. I will sleep on top. Sometimes my children will say, what is all this? Do you want to die? I say, this is the ordinary body. You are the one that will put this body here. Today, if my children come, I'm already in the departure hall. And you listen to me. Lord has been so good for me. I have what a human being can have. I have everything. God bless me. I have house in Lagos. I have house in camp. I have house in my village. I have house somewhere. I have motor. I have everything. My children are in U.S., my children are in UK. What do I need again? I told my children that the last one who did wedding, I said, I'm already in the departure hall. The last two, I have twins two times. The only boy that remained to marry among the twins, he said, Daddy, you are not in the departure hall. I say, if a student have 5/6, is it not a map? He said, Daddy, you must have 6/6, remain me. You can't go. I'm already balanced myself. If you want to know me more, ask me. We invest a lot in them unless they change. Because he was brought up when he was a baby. I remember his brother. His brother, after Bible study in Chomolu, I say, By the Evangelia, we used to preach 9 o'clock in the radio. I say, I'm going to Abeokuta. By then, I was using Suzuki. Imagine, Isa, you want to, he said, you will follow me, his brother. I said, you can't follow me, you are not aware. I said, if they ask you, he said, who will ask me? My key is in my pocket. Bachelor, youth. He said, nobody will ask me, let's go together. My Lord, check your life. Remember your beginning. Remember where you are. Remember where Lord is taking you to. My dear brother and sister, I want to call on the Almighty God this morning. It's between you and God. The power of God is here. But Lord, just have your way in my life. Where, Lord, if there's any bond attached to my life, if there's any area that I need total restoration, if my salvation is not genuine, if I'm not living a perfect and holy life, I'm not living a sanctified life, Father, purify me, oh Lord. Father, purify me before that judgment day. Ask the Almighty God to pay you a visit. Ask him to pay you a visit. Talk to the Almighty God. Talk to me. Talk to him. Lord, have your way, oh Lord. Have your way in my life. Lord, I depend on you, oh Lord. Father, have your way. See me through, oh Lord. In this journey of life, Father, please see me through. See me through. We are in a yaw landmark. Were you ready when the trumpet sounds? What is your preparation to what is come after you have given your life to Jesus Christ? After salvation, what next? Call on the Almighty God. Father, have your way. Have your way, O Lord. Have your way, O Lord. We witness your miracle. We witness miracle upon miracle what you have done so far, but to make it to heaven. Father, please show me the way. Stand by me, support me, back me up, O Lord. Ramasinkinibi, Lord. Jesus, Lord, have your way, O Lord. If there's any area where I need restriction, Father, help me. I cannot do it on my own, O Lord. I want to live a disciplined life, O Lord. Yes, do something new in my life, O Lord. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Do something new. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our Heavenly Father, we are thanking you for just for a short word of advice, O Lord. Lord, I pray that your word, when we are alone in our closet, what we hear today, O Lord, will whisper to us, it will regulate our life, our movement, our activity. It will see us through in this journey of life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name.